From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is, wait, don't tell me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with PJ O'Rourke, Tom Beaudet, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sarah Baldwin calling from Rockland, Maine.
Oh, terrific. How are things going in Rockland, Maine?
It's getting cold here.
Yeah. And what do you do there in near the shore?
I own a company called Bella Luna Toys. I'm an online retailer of wooden and natural toys.
Oh, how awesome. That's really great. I used to like to get those for my kids. And then they'd be bored, but I'd play with them, because that was cool. Well, Sarah, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Sarah's topic?
Best birthday party ever.
It's hard to have a really cool kid's birthday party these days. Ponies aren't cool anymore. Clowns are terrifying. Magicians aren't cool anymore, nor were they at any time. But this week, we read about a birthday party activity that really will make your child's soiree stand out if you were to be able to throw it yourself. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth, and you will win our prize. Any voice from this show on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Well, first, let's hear from Tom Beaudet.
Papa, can we go to the scary zoo and swim with the man-eating crocodiles for my birthday again this year? Those won't be crocodile tears shed in the German town of Friedberg, as fathers reply, nein, Gregor, nein, Nora, kine crocodile mehr für dich. The tears are all too real since the courts handed down their decision on Thursday to forbid children from swimming with the alligators and crocodiles as part of the Crocodile Zoo's Jungle Party birthday package. What's most stunning about the decision is that no children have yet been maimed or eaten at the zoo. It's just something the courts think might happen when wiggly kids mix with predatory reptiles. These kinds of sweeping regulations are meant to come the day after the tragic, stupid thing happens, but not in a nanny state like Germany. The whole thoughts and prayers stage of the regulatory process is lost on them. It doesn't mean all the fun has gone from the jungle party. Parents can still swim with the crocs and gators while the kids watch. There's always the chance dad will be dragged underwater and make that funny face or lose an arm, and some lucky kid might have a jungle guinea worm emerge from a leg weeks later in a jungle birthday bonus.
Kids no longer, sadly, allowed to swim with the crocodiles at a zoo in Germany. Your next story of birthday fun comes from PJ O'Rourke.
Anybody can have a pirate-themed birthday party, but how about a Somali pirate-themed birthday party? That's what Tamara and Philip Hecker of San Diego, California, threw for their 10-year-old daughter, Chloe. The kids took inflatable Zodiac boats out to a real freighter that the Heckers had rented for the afternoon. Chloe and her friends got to attack the ship with Nerf guns and super soakers and climb aboard. There they looted an entire cargo container filled with candy and cake. Then Chloe blew out her birthday candles by launching 10 emergency flares into the sky. It was a great experience for Chloe's whole fifth grade private school class, Chloe's mother Tamara told a reporter from the San Diego Union-Tribune. And the kids only held us hostage for a little while, and their ransom demand was only $1,000.
A Somali pirate-themed party in San Diego. And your last story of a party you'll never forget comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Little girls want to be princesses? Fine, said the British Women's Historical Association. We'll give you the real history and see how you like that. The British Princess Experience, think medieval times meets Lifetime Channel, has a decidedly feminist take for girls 10 to 12. Set in a drafty manor house just outside of London, the girls don itchy ceremonial robes and are each assigned a royal character to play, complete with a script. So, from her prison cell, the girl playing Eleanor of Aquitaine explains why her husband locked her up for 12 years. Anne Boleyn recounts how she fell head over heels for Henry VIII and then actually lost her head. Then comes Bloody Mary, Mary Queen of Scots, Queen Victoria, and more, all with the dark side of the crown. The girls meet Princess Diana, who they chase with flashing cameras. And finally, Queen Elizabeth herself, who explains that her feet always hurt and she hates wearing hats. Not everything is sad. Everyone gets cake and a tiara at the end of the party.
All right, here are your stories. One of these is or was a real birthday party possibility for a child of yours, perhaps. Was it from Tom Baudet, a chance to swim with crocodiles at a zoo in Germany? From PJ O'Rourke, a Somali pirate-themed party with super soakers and a tanker? Or from Roxanne Roberts, historically accurate queen for a day for your young little queen of your own? Which of these is the real story of a birthday party theme we found in the news?
Well, I love the idea of the British princess party, but I'm going to go with the crocodiles.
The German crocodiles.
Banning the kids from swimming with the crocodiles.
All right, there. Your choice then is Tom's story. Well, we spoke, as we often do, to a reporter who had covered this story.
A German zoo allowed minors to swim with crocodiles, marketed as part of their birthday party packages.
That was Janissa Delzo. She's a science writer for Newsweek, and she was telling us about the German zoo and their crocodile swim parties. Who say the Germans don't have a sense of humor? Congratulations, Sarah. You got it right. You're in the point for Tom. You've earned our toys, the voice of anyone you hear in this show on your voicemail. Thank you so much for playing, and congratulations.
Oh, great. Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later, alligator.